Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 7. Today we talk about the two superpowers that existed in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one was the Romans and the other was the Persians. The mushrikeen of Makkah, they aligned with the Persians because the Persians were pagans, fire worshippers. The Muslims, they supported the Romans because the Romans, even though they were not Muslim, they were people of the book, they were Christians. They followed a scripture, at least. Now there was a clash that took place between these two superpowers in Sham, and the Persians defeated the Romans. Now when this news came to Makkah, the Meccans, the Mushrikeen, were very jubilant and they were mocking at the Muslims. And the Muslims were sad. Now the Meccans started taking it one step further. It's like, you know, it's a childish thing, but this is what they did. These days we see it also from adults. If your team beat my team, it means that I'm better than you. So the Meccans started to say, and in those days the Muslims were, on the apparent at least, few in number and weak in strength. So hey, our guys, the Persians, knocked your guys, the Romans, so we're going to knock you. It's not long before we're going to defeat you and we're going to obliterate you as well. And they were taunting them. And in the midst of this, and this is where the miracle comes in. It's a miracle of the Quran, but it's also a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed the verses of Surah Rum. Alif Lam Mim, غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. Allah says that yes, the Romans have been defeated, but within a few years, بضع, within a few years, they will avenge their defeat. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so happy to hear this news that in his ecstasy, he ran to the Meccans and he told them, within 3 years, the Romans will defeat the Persians. They'll avenge their defeat. So the Meccans were like, where do you get this from? He said, no, I believe in this because his iman was so strong. That's a lesson for us. As soon as he heard the revelation, he believed in it. It's going to happen. Here they just suffered a defeat. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was already believing that they're going to be victorious. He never even consulted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went directly and he mentioned this to Ubay bin Khalaf. So they took a wager. In those days, bets were still not declared haram officially. So he said, if the Romans defeat the Persians in the next 3 years, Ubay, you must give me 10 camels. And if they don't, I'll give you 10 camels. He said, deal, on. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, this is what transpired. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr, the word bid'ah is not necessarily 3 years. It refers to a period of anywhere between 3 years and 9 years. So it doesn't mean that because the word bid'ah is used automatically, it'll happen in the minimum. It could happen anywhere in up to 9 years. So go back and tell them that you want to increase the duration to 9 years. But now they won't take a one-sided adjustment. So tell them you'll also adjust the number of camels from 10 to 100. So within 9 years, if the Romans don't defeat the Persians, you'll give Ubay bin Khalaf 100 camels. And if they do, then he must give you 100 camels. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went and he said, deal on, because now the number was increased also. When the Muslims were leaving Makkah, Ubay bin Khalaf told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, hey, you're running away. You know, I want a guarantor. So he put his son Abdurrahman as a guarantor. When the Meccans were leaving for Badr, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's family took a guarantee from Ubay. And when he went for Uhud, the same thing happened. They took a guarantee and he made his sons stand guarantee that because the 9 years had not yet lapsed. Now, on the occasion of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah that year, the Romans defeated the Persians. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu won. And the inheritors of Ubay bin Khalaf paid the 100 camels. But because these kinds of bets are not permissible, or had not become permissible, or had become impermissible by that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu give all of it into charity. But the bottom line was this, that this was a miracle. The Romans had just suffered a defeat, and the Quran foretold that within 3 to 9 years, they will avenge the defeat. And that is exactly what happened. It was a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a miracle of the Quran. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.